Hello, everyone. It's Dream, your Cape Verdean queen.
It's Rick, the negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. the culture referee. And this is the Culture Report. Let's go. And today, you know, I love to have guests. Today, I have my bro. I just did his show. We just had an amazing conversation. I was like, bro, Jay, you got to come sit on the Culture Report. And he pulled up. Shout out to his partner right there, Joe. I remember it. Joe and Jay. Shout out to his partner, but... Welcome, Jay Hill, everybody. Let's welcome
Jay. Appreciate you, bro.
So, Jay, this is the Culture Report. All we're doing here is really just talk shit about subjects and matters and things of that nature. Shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to Tote and Carry. Shout out to Yoko Vodka. And also shout out to Two Loss Distribution. And now, let's get into the show.
Well, let's get into it. I just want to say, how was everybody's Memorial Day weekend?
Lit.
Y'all had a good time. Everybody
was
lit.
Yeah, it was lit.
Yeah, it was Memorial Day weekend. It's the beginning of your favorite sign, Gemini season.
I wanted to start off by some of
y'all favorite Geminis. So we got Tupac, Biggie, Prince, Kanye, Lauryn Hill, Patti LaBelle, Kendrick Lamar.
Damn, they all Geminis? That's a hell of a
Lionel
list.
Lionel Richie, Gunna, Pac, Jadakiss, and Big, Andre 3000.
Lauryn Hill.
And Jay Hill.
And Jay Hill. Yes. So, yes, I just wanted to get that off my chest because, you know, I'm a Gemini. My birthday is Thursday, so I'm be waiting for all my gifts from y'all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like Gemini is one of the few signs that, like, we all love each other. Like,
we do.
I was hoping
because
you
we're the most hated.
Agreeance.
Yeah. We're the most hated, so it's like we got to
stick together.
Is that
warranted, though?
Like, that's how you feel about Virgos.
I don't think Virgos are the most hated.
No, y'all think y'all the best.
Scorpios are the most hated.
Scorpio and Gemini.
Hold on.
It's between Scorpio and Gemini.
Scorpios and Geminis are the most hated signs.
That's true.
That's exactly why I created a podcast.
Why? What?
Because my lady is a Scorpio, so like, yeah. So. those two signs, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, Scorpios and Geminis are the... You motherfuckers.
That's a crazy sign.
God was like, I'm showing out today.
Oh, I can't wait. It's my season. I'm showing out.
I can't live without us.
End of the season.
So what we got, Dream?
So Andre 3000, he performed this weekend, one of my fellow Geminis, at the Jazz Festival. He was playing the flute. Yes, he was playing the flute at the Jazz Festival. What y'all think about that? What is the what?
Okay, so I think Andre is... probably the most gifted rapper from the South, from Atlanta. Yeah. I think everybody in Atlanta will agree to that.
I agree with that.
And I think that him being gifted and the flute being one of his gifts, I want to celebrate that.
Yeah, I think that was very talented.
I don't think we give a fuck about nobody blowing the flute.
I agree with that
too.
It's
not him.
For sure.
And and by the way, I think people are sitting back praying that he just comes out and says, yes, sir, let me dig into your brain. It's not going to happen, y'all. He's not going to do that, guys. Like, I went to the flute show. And
you did?
Yeah, yeah. Not the Atlanta Jazz Festival, but the one that he did at. No, not the Fox. No. Center Stage. And, you know, you were just in there. And it was like, every time he stopped blowing, somebody would be like, man, rap a verse. Like, dog. What y'all think? When I saw it, I just was like, man, this is some bullshit. I don't want to see it. Gemini. This nigga's a Gemini. Come on, Gemini.
You know, I mean, if you want to be technical, I'm thinking about it. I feel like that's a Gemini thing, though.
Yeah,
that's a Gemini thing to do. If you think about Kanye West, right? Like, when Kanye West first came to the game, producing, a lot of people said he couldn't. You can't be a rapper. So it's like, man, I'm going to be a rapper. Right. And then he got into the fashion. Everybody's saying, you can't do this. Then he started going harder and harder, right? And it's like, you go so hard at things that you start to become crazy. Yeah. Not saying that Andre 3000 is crazy, but it's like, you're so good at things, you kind of like want to try other things because you want the world to see all of your talents.
But if he's not Andre 3000, do we care?
No.
But that's not true. But think about it. That's why I said Kanye West. That's why exactly why I brought up Kanye West.
No, I agree
because
with you.
At one point of time, right, all of the fashion designers wasn't like, bro, we don't care about this. That's what they were saying. And he made us care about Adidas.
Yeah.
At one point of time when nobody gave a, well, I mean.
I like this Gemini
back,
energy. Yeah. I like this
back
Gemini
in the day,
energy.
You get what I'm saying? Like, we cared about, I guess y'all cared about Adidas. I don't know. Like, I mean, we ain't never really cared about Adidas. Kanye West came around, we care about Adidas. Shit, even the time when he made the red Octobers and Nikes, right?
Yeah.
So like even that, so I could understand people might be like, man, we don't care about this flu shit. He like, yeah, I'm gonna make you care. Or he probably don't even care that we don't care.
He does it.
He does it.
He does
it. He's making money playing the flute, my nigga. Like, life is good right now. I just don't understand the music. Like, are we, like, is there like a peak in it? Where it's like,
I had to.
It's like, oh shit, he's peaking. I was like, is that
nobody understands it? The truth is, look, Andre, he's earned the right to do whatever the hell he wants. He's a phenomenal artist. But we don't care about no damn flute. Let's just call it what it is, man. It's cute. We see you doing it. You got his flute and his Jordan 3s and his overalls on. Yeah, he's doing the Andre 3000 thing, but we really don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
We care about him, but we really don't care about the flute.
I think it would have been cool if it would have just been like a hobby type scenario.
How we know it ain't?
Yeah.
Right, we don't know that.
No, but I'm saying the way he's promoted, like.
Is he really promoted?
Yeah.
Or is he just performing?
I mean, put it like this.
I think this is his new gig.
In our terms, he's on brand and all the stuff that he's doing with his flute.
He's
on brand with everything.
He is on brand.
He's on brand with it.
Oh my God, he's so on brand.
He's on brand with it.
He's probably the only one who could get away with it.
But the fact that he's on brand with it, that's what we're talking about.
But hold on, let's be clear. I just think we stumbled on something. Geminis, y'all get away with shit most people can't get away with.
Yeah, you know why? Because we
why is that?
Because you know why? Because if you was to tell us we can't do it, we're going to find a way to do it.
I'm not even going to lie to you, though. I don't think that's true. I think we get away with it until we can't get away with it. Now I'm thinking about all of the Geminis.
Yeah, but you brought it to my attention. Because when you the fact that Ye was multifaceted, the fact that Pac was multifaceted. I mean,
Lauryn
Prince,
Hill. I mean,
Prince owns a color. Prince.
Yes.
He owns a color.
But think about it. I can't speak on all the Geminis. I feel like the few ones that I could think of, it kind of like drew them crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, think about Pac, right? And again, I don't remember this time. Yeah. He died in 97, right? 96. So I was a kid at that time. I was like 5 years old, whatever. So I just, from what I remember, right? Pac was like this super educated, different kind of guy. And what I mean by that, like, even like everything had a deeper meaning.
For sure.
Right? Even with like the thug life. But it's like he started to believe this character that he became over time. And I think that was a part of his demise and his downfall. I feel like a lot of, even Kanye West, I feel like Kanye West, he became a villain to himself. Like he accomplished everything that everybody said he couldn't do. And then now, when it's nothing that we don't believe that you can't do, he gonna create chaos for him to thrive because he don't know how to thrive.
And as a Gemini, y'all understand that.
Yeah. Yes, and that's, I don't think that's good.
Can y'all explain that to us? No, explain that to me. Cause I can talk about Virgo shit all day. I want to explain to me why that's okay.
It's not okay.
Explain to me how Gemini justifies it.
Okay, so when we talk, sometimes it might not come off to you. It might come off as rough or too hard or aggressive, you know. True. So we're like, Virgo, nobody understands us, you know. Nice. Some people might not understand us, they might not believe in us, so now we have to make chaos. So now we make all this chaos, now y'all want to believe us, and now y'all understand us, and now y'all believe in us.
Yep. She hit it right. That's crazy.
So the chaos is still attention.
So y'all act out. So Geminis act out to get their way. That's what you basically said. So Geminis act like kids,
I guess.
I guess if that's how,
because that's how kids act. Like, kids act.
I guess if that's how you want to take it, but I wouldn't take it as kids. I just think that we're very passionate and very emotional about what we do. We're very, very passionate. And
imagine
we do.
If Kanye West didn't act out though.
Yeah.
We would never seen none of the greatness. Right. Imagine if somebody said. Imagine if he took Jay-Z word when Jay-Z was like, but I like these beats though, and he was like, you know what? Okay, cool, whatever. I'll just wait my turn. No, we wouldn't know Kanye West. If Kanye West never, I didn't even notice. If Kanye West never went on the stage the same day that Lil Mama went on the stage and interrupted Jay-Z, if he ain't do that about Taylor Swift, again, that's we don't get the Kanye West that we have. All of these things creates the person that we now know as Kanye West.
So that's what we're doing then.
They didn't hear him.
I'm asking, so that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
It's being a disruptive.
We're making chaos because we want people to see us.
It's disruption.
Y'all don't hear us until we make chaos.
Who's the greatest Gemini creative of all time? And y'all, I'm gonna just, y'all can name.
Let me not forget, Marilyn Monroe was a Gemini too.
Who's the greatest Gemini of all time to y'all?
Tupac, no question.
I mean, I would say Kanye West, but I mean, just understanding music and the people in it, I probably would have to say Prince. Just because, like, he was doing things at a time where we couldn't even fathom. Like, he was playing all of his instruments, making the beats, orchestrating the whole song, putting it together himself. So I'm going to just go with Prince for the sake of it.
Who would you say, though, if you don't know all that, who would you say? Do some Gemini shit, man. Pick your favorite. Don't try to pick with the world.
Unfortunately, I probably will go with Kanye West.
That's not unfortunate.
It is.
He's the grand Gemini. We just used him. Huh?
Kanye West sucks. He sucks.
Can I be honest with you? I love Ye, but this whole porn shit, that's the first time I'm like, I can't fuck with it.
Bro. Even the, like,
he's naked. And the only reason I can't fuck with porn that he's doing is because he did Sunday Service. And I'm like, my nigga, I know you think you could be it all.
Yes.
But come on, man.
You can't do that.
There's some Gemini shit, bro.
There's some Gemini.
It's like, definitely right? Some Gemini shit.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, he has Jeezy porn. That's why the guy that runs his company, he decided to retire. Because he resigned. Because he didn't want to. Yeah, I don't agree with the porn.
It's like Gemini's like you think so far out the box that you take yourself out the box entirely. It's like, bro, I can make this a good thing. No, some things just leave it alone. Even with the whole Donald Trump thing, it's like, yo, some things.
Is he a Gemini?
Is he a Gemini too?
Yes, he is a Gemini.
But like some things just leave alone.
Oh shit!
Like
cause chaos, get the attention.
Damn, Gemini and Kanye is the same person.
It makes sense.
Well, Kanye is the music. Donald Trump is the sport. I mean, it's the politics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And really
we don't care what
Gemini.
We say either. We don't care. We're not going to hold our tongue for nobody. It's going to come out, and we don't care how you feel.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
So, unfortunately, it would be Kanye West, in my opinion. But
I don't want to be proud of that. I'd be like, she's like, you're fucking right. I say something about your mama, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Right. Like, okay, you're proud of that? Deal with it, motherfucker. I'm sorry, what else we got?
So, okay, speaking of the Kanye porn and everything, there was a girl named Candace Owens. She was talking about banning porn. She said it's psychological weakens our males. What's y'all thoughts on that?
There's some truth. There's probably some truth. It's probably
as someone
split down the middle.
That rode the bus to the train to the bus again to buy my first porno, I asked her. Women will never understand what a man's mind is like.
That's true.
And men are men. And we like what we like. And we might like something and we know it's not the greatest for us, but that's what men do.
So let me. let me do some Gemini shit.
Do some Gemini shit.
I can see it definitely does, like, probably mess with your mind psychology, right? I can see that. However, on the flip side, I think it makes you strong. Because men are super, like, well, some men can be super, like,
weak,
emotionally weak, especially when it comes to your private area. A lot of us, on a young age, think without dicks a lot. It is what it is.
It don't
right?
stop. It doesn't stop.
Yeah. Porn.
That's our show. We can say things we want to say.
So, if you think about porn, right? Mm-hmm. When you watch porn, a lot of men, right? Like we get what is it? After you have sex with a girl, after you come, you post nut clarity, right? Post nut clarity.
Post nut clarity.
So
that's some Gemini shit. I never heard that.
You never heard of that?
As a Virgo, I've never heard that.
So
post nut clarity.
So to avoid post nut clarity, right? Laying down with the wrong woman. Mm-hmm. You watch porn. You beat your dick. Post nut clarity kicks in. You don't gotta have sex with
her. It's like the scene from Something About Mary. You ever seen Something About Mary?
Where
he's like, "Oh, you going on a date?" He said, "Now go drain the pipe so you can have a clear brain."
Have a clear brain.
Yeah. But that's exactly what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So now you think straight.
You rather your husband watch porn or actually be out there doing something?
Porn,
of course. That's what I'm saying. Like, so for me, it's like, listen. I've been watching this since I was six, so it's hard for me.
That's crazy. 6 years old, Raymond?
Damn.
Listen,
no,
man.
Nigga.
Ray, you're a freaky ass nigga.
I'm
Virgo
6 years
here.
Old.
69, God.
My aunt has a boyfriend.
Six.
And he has nasty movies under the bed.
That's
I was
normal,
playing hide
man.
And seek one day. I found a fucking stash.
Now the DVDs.
I
go
watched
crazy.
It. No, this I mean, is. No, I'm a little cassettes. Older. This wasn't no DVD. This was magazines.
Right. And I remember
always want to play hide and seek, so I could always hide in that spot and nobody can fuck with me while I'm hiding.
Uh huh.
Now I do think that there's a level of. I think it's too easy today.
Yeah.
Like all a kid has to do is go in there and say yes, I'm 18.
Yeah,
that's it.
Like, nigga, I had to catch the train to the bus to go to the right African store, to go to the right African who would be like, yeah, okay, $5 extra, $5 extra, you underage. I'm like, yes, nigga.
You did that?
Took it home. Uh-huh. We had it in the bag. We was like, don't nobody fuck this up. Mm. We hid it in the houses. Like, to my shine, it's your week. How did, where you hiding that though? Because don't let your mom find this shit. We all put in on this. Where you hiding it, boo, man? Oh, I got it here. It was, dog, I mean, dog, it's,
it's funny because he's spot on. He's spot on.
When you was a kid, you had to do what you had to do to see that shit.
It was either that or you had a zap cable box with the Spice Channel.
And not only that, men that use that properly will be a better man successfully.
Yeah.
Because if you use it for... The fuck is so funny? Oh, I'm sorry.
Why do we give him a mic?
I was just saying, when you use it. No, what I was saying though, if you use it properly, it will help you focus on what's important.
Yeah.
And to me, I think that as a man and with all of the bunched up energy we have in us, if that helps you clear your head to get to work, then I'd rather you do.
Yo, man,
by the way, it's not me. It's most elder nigga on the staff. The most elder niggas those horniest.
Freaky ass niggas. Oh, yeah, man.
Okay, there it is.
Freaky ass nigga.
Freaky ass niggas. 69 God. Hey.
Damn.
Man.
I see. Shit. Take the mic.
Okay.
He is horny as shit.
He definitely is.
That is crazy. Oh, anyway, man.
He's a Scorpio.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious.
Go to the next one.
So I'm sorry. Y'all just threw me off of that one. So there's an artist named Pink Panthers. She says songs don't need to be no longer than 2 minutes and 30 seconds. No bridges, outro, or repeated verses.
She can go to hell.
That was kind of like Dionne Warwick's response, because I saw that.
And she also said what part of a song structure are necessary for a hit.
She lives in a world where there's 15 seconds of fame.
Yes.
Instead of 15 minutes.
Yes.
So in her world, time is everything, and that extra 30 seconds to hear a bridge is unneeded. I will say I agree with her. Now let me tell you why. Because I was signing this artist one time, and you'll appreciate this, Joe. He fucked my head up. He said, my songs are all 2 minutes, because if anyone wants to hear more, they could just listen to it over again and I get another stream. Compared to a 4 minute song, you could have listened to my song twice. So if I have a 4 minute song, I might have 100 million streams. But if it was 2 minutes, it might be 200 million, because now you got to listen to it twice to get the feeling of it.
Yeah, true.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at the 2 minute songs. I mean, and I also feel like we got to stop enforcing our thought process on the youth.
Yep.
They dumb.
Yeah.
When I was dumb, when I was young, I was dumb. Yeah. And my mom, they let me be dumb. Like, nobody, that's a problem we need to talk about. Why do everybody feel the need to correct each other so much in today's society? Mm. Back in the day, a motherfucker said something stupid, I'm going to go to the aliens.
We're going
to
let your ass be stupid. We're going to let you be stupid.
Now they're like, go to the aliens. He's dumb. Why are you? It's like, bro, like, why can't people dumb just be dumb?
Yeah.
Nah, some of my favorite songs are over 5 minutes long. I'm looking at like The Weeknd, The Zone by The Weeknd and Drake.
I love it's that
like
song. Yes.
7 minutes.
It goes on forever.
Lauryn Hill, X Factor, five minutes and 30 seconds.
What?
So it's like when I hear that, I'm like, man, yeah, you listen to that shit by yourself.
But in the microwave era, you can't get mad at the microwave.
You can't.
Not for sure.
We live in the era of TikTok, Instagram, Vine, and everything else. If you see a video more than a minute, 30 seconds, it's long on social media.
Like, dog, we was talking about this when we did your show. Like, the most important thing we can offer each other is attention.
Mm.
Yeah. I got a question. Now, if you're, say for instance, a setting, you're trying to entertain a young lady at your house, right? You're a gentleman, right? Would you rather have that 2 minute song or Isaac Hayes?
Of course.
16 minute song.
Give me that 16 minute song.
It depends on what type of man you are. It depends on what type of man you are. 2 minute man or 5 minute man.
He said 2 minute. Get right to it.
That's all you need.
Get right to it.
I want that shit to feel like it was on forever and it's over.
It's over.
Okay, speaking of that, so Nicki Minaj was at a concert or wherever she was at, and she had made a speech basically saying labels are dropping artists who have talents, no popularity.
Yes.
Talks about how growing up she would turn on the radio and the artist actually had talent. Now she said she turned on the radio. It's just a whole bunch of Instagram models and personalities making music now. Mm-hmm. What are y'all thoughts?
Nicki is the hardest artist in history to like. She's probably the hardest superstar in history to like.
And why?
She doesn't do anything to give people a reason to like her.
I love Nicki.
Well, you love her.
It's because she doesn't conform to the standard that the industry
sets. But it's not even that. It's just like you're getting locked up by the police.
Oh, yes.
Why are you recording asking? Like, it's like you're going to jail. And you know, you got my lawyer, my dog, you're going to jail. Like, putting the phone on, like, to me, it was like, you should not talk to people who are a lower status in life than you. And if you are, you shouldn't talk to them with the disdain that she, like, those guys are just doing their fucking job. And you had drugs in your bag. And whether you think it's good or not, all I remember thinking is like, why is she making it so hard to like her?
Mm-hmm.
And she's the most talented female rapper of all time. Like, you gotta give her that. Like, you can't say Lauren, because Lauren did one fucking album. So when people try to say Lauren did one album. Nicki has laid it on the line. She's talented, she makes hits, she can rap, she does everything she's supposed to do, but it's like as soon as you want to smile at her, and she'll be like, why the fuck are you looking at me? And it's like, my bad. It's like, she's just the hardest star to like to me. And it's like, and I don't know if it's like on purpose, but it's like, fuck, Nicki, and I like her.
Yeah.
But I'm like, fuck.
It's almost like she gives you a reason not to.
Like, it's like she don't want to be liked.
Mm-hmm. That's how some New York women act, though.
Whoa.
Yeah, shade. I don't care.
We got a lot of people follow.
It's okay.
A lot of people follow us from that city.
My question is to you, though, is like, can you be upset at that? Or because, like, when you say that, the first thing I think of is like, well, damn, I don't necessarily agree. But it creates shock value. Like when you like, she's the hardest person to like. See, every time she...
Well, I would actually tell you, if you don't agree, give me another artist that makes it harder to be liked than Nicki.
I mean, I would have to then agree that she makes it harder to be liked.
There it is.
But I don't
so agree. That's why I say that, because I'm like, if you... Because in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, like, who can make me not? Like...
Well,
like,
Nicki Minaj is not one of them.
I think Kanye might do that.
For sure.
Kanye makes it hard to like him, too.
100%.
But I don't know if he does it worse than Nicki.
No way. Wait. Nicki Minaj don't even come to half of making me not like her compared to what Kanye does. Kanye West, he literally says slavery is not a choice. Like, that's if you're talking about making it hard, he goes in and endorses
the West.
Donald Trump. You get what I'm saying? Like,
great against
yeah, like, okay, can we talk about that for a second? I want to ask a question. Because I did a show.
A racist, the word I was looking
show,
for.
I did a show with Big Bank, and while I was high, first time I ever done that, and I shouted out, I spoke about Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
and I basically said that, you know, smart people was more focused on what they could do for themselves, while other people were basically saying he's a bad person, da da da. My question is that why is it that? Why can that be the narrative in our community, but the sooner someone says I'm okay with something he does, we turn on each other? Like yesterday when I was doing training, my trainer said, she said, Donald Trump, whether you like him or not. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I don't need that. Like, I understand why people do it, but it's like, I don't have nobody I don't like. My point is that why is it that we act like that with, as black people, when Trump name come up? Like, why is it that when one black person says, I'm a vote for him, people are like, she's not black. Like what Amber Rose said, we don't like her. She's not. Why is that? I'm just curious. Because you brought up Trump name in a negative way. And I'm just like, I just wonder why we can't.
Because
like,
Trump was nothing but negative to our people. Like when he speaks, like he's ignorant. Like, he's a
people?
Bigot. Black people, African-Americans. So like when you have somebody who's promoting Donald Trump, who only did negative for our people, spoke negative for our people, only used
what
us
did he do
for
negative?
Benefits. Bro, I had so many ignorant statements. I can't even, like, I wasn't even prepared. I had to prepare for this conversation. But
okay, so let me ask you. What if he flat out said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black? What if he said, what if Donald Trump said that? Because I believe we pick and choose who we like and who we want it from.
Because, I mean, that's true.
Because, like, literally, I had people like, I'm going to follow in this guy. Because he said, I'm like, yeah. So I can't say the man name without y'all thinking I'm there. I'm only curious of that because, and let me tell you why I say that. Because black people, I have this idea I want to do for black people. I ain't going to lie. I want to create a whole organization called By the Black Vote. Mm-hmm. I want the organization to be called By the Black Vote. And I want all of us to sit down and say, what do we want? And we're going to sell a vote to the highest bidder that's going to give us the most shit. Because that's what politics really is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Politics, we be thinking politics is the moral compass of America. That shit ain't nothing about it is moral compass of America. Mm-hmm. It is nothing but crooked people on both sides basically saying, do you want to overdose on sugar or you want to overdose on salt? But it's like, well, we like sugar, so it's like, but bro, what if I don't want sugar? What if I like salt? Like, I'm just asking you that because when Donald Trump name comes up, it triggers us so much. And I'm just asking you, when has he said something that offended
black people? Bro, he's ignorant and he's unapologetically ignorant. Even when he said something about grabbing the girl by the pussy, right? And then he goes to defend
privately.
Yeah, but he defends it and say, that's locker room talk. Although that's true, you still got to hold yourself to some type of standard. You're the president of the United States of America.
And he proved to you that he doesn't have to.
But
and he still became the president. No. All I'm trying to get you to see is that in our world, we be having what we expect, our expectation of people, and putting it on them and saying, you can't be that. He just showed us you can.
So guess what? You think that's a good thing? That's the problem with this internet. No, hold up.
I'm not arguing. I didn't say something was good or bad, Jay. I'm not speaking about good or bad. I'm speaking about a thought process that, because I'm open-minded to everything.
And I'm saying, yes, because I used to be like that, and I'm still to a point I'm like that, but I'm trying to get away from that. You know why? Because if you're open-minded to everything, then you're open-minded to everything. And you talk about everything, you gotta introduce the extremes of the world. So think about it. Pedophiles, right? Yes, pedophiles. Like this internet shit, these camera shit, a person can get up here and spill some bullshit on his camera and have somebody believing that it's true when it's not. So like when we talking about like, yeah, man, he could get it, he could show you that. He don't have to conform to everybody else's thinking. Guess who else can do that? Rapists too. And I'm not endorsing no corny like ignorance.
Sure.
So that's all I'm saying.
By the way,
like,
I just want you to go.
No, I'm not, bro. This is for content, but it's real though. I'm saying so when I look at people like that, it's like, yo, where's the dignity? You're the president. To whom much is given, much is required. So if you don't hold yourself to a certain standard and you're making it okay, you're meaning to tell me it's going to be a young boy, a young girl out there who think they could do the same thing because Donald Trump did it. If he could be the president, I can too. No, you cannot if you want some goofy shit. And
but
we should have
showing you
checks
that
and balances.
You can.
But so, that shouldn't be okay.
I'm not arguing if it's right or wrong or if it's okay or not. I'm saying he's showing you that that's not true.
So guess what? For a long time, P. Diddy, to his closest friends, showed that he could be an ignorant asshole, piece of shit, piece of person, and get away with it. Yes. So that means it's right? No. R. Kelly, for a long time before he got arrested, showed that he can get away with these heinous crimes and these tragic behaviors and nobody check him because he was rich, he had money. So that means it's okay? So no, if it don't apply to them, it don't apply to Donald Trump either. And that's what I'm saying. So,
With Donald Trump, to me, what I like that he's doing is he's exposing us that the goalpost is different for them than it is us, because he is no black man could be married, the three times married, baby mama, bankruptcies, all the things he's done, and still win. We would be.
You
ashamed.
Needed to be exposed to that?
No,
because
no, no.
we already knew that shit.
I didn't know that. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't know that. I didn't know a black man was gonna win. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean that's true.
I thought America thought like you. And then Trump came and I was like, he's gonna win. And the reason why he's gonna win is because to me, I feel like he makes Americans not feel bad for how they really think and fail. Because let's be clear, he is morally the wrong person for the country.
Right.
But if he's financially better for people, then they're gonna vote for their finances, which to me is wrong.
100%, I get that.
We're picking finances over morals, but it fucking happens.
So let's get back to the point though.
Mm-hmm.
You said that Nicki Minaj
makes it hard. What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, aka the Culture Referee. And if you were wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister Tiffany Daniels Sy. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister, she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business a signature scent company. So if you like smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorraineCo.com.
And we're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. As a matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister's face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorraineCo.com, and we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
She makes it hard. She, no artist to me makes it harder to be not liked than Nicki.
What has Nicki Minaj done to any level of Kanye West?
Well, I'm not here to compare. I'm not here
you
to compare.
You said any artist, no, so we got to compare. But,
okay,
said
so,
name
okay
one.
So let's do this then. I like this conversation. I like debating. You're going to see this about me. I'm good at this. Now watch this. Let's go there. Let's talk about the good he's done, and let's talk about the bad he's done. And then let's take the same moment and talk about Nicki. Who have we ever seen Nicki change the life of, help, do anything, or be benefit from? Who do we ever see a speaker
a
from?
A lot of young African-American, just by her existence.
No,
we can't,
no,
we can't erase
we
that.
Can't, you can't
no.
do that, Jay.
No.
Who did we see? Like, so what I'm saying is, the reason why I say
who did she
say,
put on? For?
No, it's not even that. It's like, when the fucking levees broke, and they was like, we was watching black people die on TV, and Kanye said, George Bush doesn't care about black people. That cancels out. Slavery was a choice.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying is that you like my thing is that if we're gonna focus on everything bad, then we have to focus on everything good. So what I'm saying is that what like have we even seen like Nicki's a mother now? I don't even see being a mother changing her. It should have made you warm. I'm only speaking about, by the way, I have no problem with Nicki.
It's just conversation.
But I'm just speaking about how we make it hard on us to be liked. Kanye makes it hard too. But he's also the same person that said, it seems we live in the American dream, but the people highest up have the lowest self-esteem. He's also the person that said, the prettiest people do the ugliest thing. He said other shit. To me, he's just, you just, Kanye's just a Gemini, my nigga. It's a great side and it's a terrible side. And that's you the should thing be defending him as a
no,
Gemini.
No, I'm, and
like, but, you should be the one
but
that's
as a man,
him.
No, I understand that. But as a man, I understand I'm a person. I understand my flaws and things I'm great at. And I think that thing right there is one of my flaws that I work really hard to not. He's a contradiction. You can't
so
walk
let me ask
up
you
here.
A question. Good question. What if your flaws is what if your flaws is what drives you to the top? What if being a dick is what makes you rich?
Bro, I understand.
No,
no, the same reason they hate you be the same reason they love
that's
you. I get
point.
It. I'm here with you. I'm just saying, bro, you got to understand the influence that you have around the world. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the kids that look up to you, the people that's inspired by you. Bro, you breaking our hearts. Like, yeah, you say the people with the highest up dude had the lowest self-esteem, and then you become one of them people. No, how about you show us the change? How about you show us that you can be one of the great people with really good high.
By the way, I agree. Everything you're saying, I agree. No, I'm only saying that to you say that. Like, I'm only saying to say that I can't think of anybody, like, niggas love Ye.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anybody that loves Nicki, that everybody that love her defends her. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, man, she a girl. She just a woman. If it was like, okay. At the end of the day, like, you make it hard to be liked, though. That's all I'm speaking about. They don't like you, and it's not because of you. It's not because of them. You did something to make him.
I can
like
see.
You.
I understand what you're saying. I can see that for sure. I just think I don't know, man. I like Nicki Minaj, man, and I see how she
see,
makes it.
See, you
hard.
Personally like Nicki, and you personally don't like Kanye. Let me. I got a question. Go ahead.
But that's because I used to love Kanye, though. Like one, some of my friends would probably look at this podcast and be like, "This Jay, wait, what?" Like, because he was one of my
bro,
biggest.
My name is a culture referee because I was at a dinner table arguing about Kanye versus everybody.
Yeah.
That's why Kasim Reed named.
I love Kanye.
So I love
I
him.
Mean,
but,
like he was one
but
of my
I'm
biggest.
Saying is that for you that he gives you reasons to like him just as much as he gives you reason not to like him. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead.
You ever been around me?
Nah, I ain't never been around none of these people. Okay. I honestly don't give a damn about none of these people.
But from Ray's angle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
And I think if you met her or was around, you would see more of what he's talking about.
I got some friends like that. I got some friends who genuinely, I'm like, you just don't want anybody to like you.
Mm-hmm.
That might be her ploy, by the way. I'm gonna be a bitch so people stay away from me.
Sometimes I feel like that's me. I'll be like, damn. I understand. I'm like, shit. What I want to be like.
I don't give a fuck about being like. I'm a Virgo.
Right.
I love Virgos, by the way.
I'm saying, I don't care if you like me because you liking me has nothing to do with me.
Facts.
It has everything to do with how you see the world. So if my presence bothers you, you should go look in the mirror. There ain't nobody whose presence bothered me that much.
Facts.
Okay.
What we got? Real.
So, what'd you guys think about a Bow Wow and Chris Brown collaboration album?
They ain't got no collaboration album.
I'm about to say, what album?
One no, they in June. Not. Yes, they are.
We don't know for sure what it is.
How do y'all feel about it?
18
we
years
can't
late,
feel anything shit. About anything, and it's we don't coming. Know what it, we don't know what it is. You ask us how we feel about something.
I feel
making
like they would have dropped this 10 years ago. Been one of the best.
It was on the blogs.
I don't know if that was. They dropped a tweet with a date. It could be a song dropping. It could be a movie. It could be anything. It don't have to be an album.
Okay, but if they was to come out with an album, what you think? Would you think it would be a hit or would it be a...
I don't think they will.
Nope, really? I don't either.
I don't think Chris Brown needs to do an album with that Bow Wow.
Collaboration,
I think that would be the... I think, not disrespect to Bow Wow, I'm just like, Chris Brown don't need to do
Bro,
an album.
Bro, Bow Wow makes some really good music. I feel like he's one of the most underrated...
See, this nigga came with an agenda.
He wanna debate. He wanna...
I gotta talk to him
you
now.
You like Bow Wow music?
When I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Bow Wow like
But
Bow Wow.
He didn't. Bow Wow's not his generation.
Okay,
that
yeah.
Part.
Bow Wow's not
Bow Wow made
generation.
Some really, I that's feel like a lot of people like gave him a lot of slack because
you came,
we
you,
seen him as a kid you and came, we could never see past agenda. Him being a kid. Bow Wow makes some really good music, man. No? I ain't never had nobody show me
Name
other
five Bow Wow songs. Five Bow Wow hits.
Hits?
Yeah.
Five hits.
That you sing today.
And you moving the goalposts further and further back.
Listen, I
don't
was,
sing no Chris
I was
Brown
sing,
song
listen,
right now.
Yes,
honest.
We do.
I don't.
I was singing, what's his name? Frankie Beverly and Maze. I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I was
listening
young.
To Frankie Beverly and Maze.
I was too young to understand it, but I was singing it.
Can't yeah. get over you. That's
what I'm
record.
Telling you yeah. is that, come on, man. Like, by the way, Bow Wow is... Family.
But bro, you
Andy,
can't
Andy
compare
guy,
Bow
bro.
Wow to Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Why the fuck can't I?
We wouldn't be listening to none of these damn artists.
If I'm being honest with you, Bow Wow run was a little longer than Frankie Beverly and Maze. If I'm being honest with you,
that
is the fucking truth.
Bow Wow.
How long was Frankie Beverly and Maze run? I ain't talking about they on now.
Damn
nah.
Man.
Then Bow Wow's on the 25-year run.
One party that they didn't play.
Whoa. No.
No, he's saying like
You're
how long they was.
You're talking about a party.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a song. I'm talking about a run.
Yeah. How long they was making music.
That's not a run. That's maintaining yourself.
You said like, their run was about 25 to 30 years.
No way.
Before they started going on tour. I'm talking about all the albums.
Bro,
I'm just talking
about
the album before just tours.
You, we haven't had an artist with a 25-year run outside of maybe Lil Wayne.
Drake? Not yet.
We've
almost.
No.
25-year run?
25. LL Cool J?
I wouldn't call that a run.
Huh?
I wouldn't call it a run.
You started in 84.
Jay-Z for sure.
Would you call it a run?
Jay-Z.
You LL's can't, a run.
How is Jay-Z a run? Jay-Z hasn't dropped the album since 2017.
No, I'm talking about LL.
No, LL hasn't dropped a successful album in 20 fucking years. How is that a run?
You're talking about a run. You're talking about a run currently.
I'm talking about.
Current. Somebody that's still dropping albums.
It ain't, the fire ain't went out since it started. Motherfucker, they still active.
How's LL not on there?
I think Jay-Z had
how's
a 25-year run.
On that list?
Huh? Jay-Z had
how's
a 21.
LL Cool J not on that list? Hold on.
15.
Jay-Z had 25.
85 to maybe 2000.
When Fool. Did Reasonable Doubt come out?
Fool.
Reasonable Doubt. 96. Jay-Z had a 25-year run. He had a 25-year run.
96 to 2017.
That's, how many years is that?
21. That's 21.
96, four to 2017, 21.
Dr. Dre ain't dropped the album in 20 fucking years. Dog,
Nas.
Y'all a run? Oh, Nas
so you saying Bow Wow had a 25? Huh? Wait.
How is she not?
What's the?
We just dropped the album last year.
What are we arguing?
It's a Grammy.
It's 50 Cent on a run.
You a master manipulator.
It's 50 Cent on a run.
Not a master manipulator.
Oh, no.
It's Seth the Gemini. It's 50 Cent on a run.
And wait, so you're saying Bow Wow had a... Hold up. Can we go back to the original point? You're saying Bow Wow had a 25-year run?
Fuck
fuck no.
So why are we even talking about 25 years? We talking about Bow Wow and Frankie Beverly and Maze. What 25 Bow years Wow got to probably do with this?
Bow Wow probably had a 15-year run.
So Frankie Beverly and Maze didn't have?
Not even. That's generous. That's generous. Bow Wow's run is the 106 and Park era.
Bow Wow.
His run is the 106 and Park era. When did 106? That's about right. When did 106 and Park start? His run is about from 2000 to about 2008.
We supposed to be arguing. Wait.
2009, my
nigga. It's like 7 8 years.
2000 to 2008.
Okay.
He didn't put no music out then. He didn't put no music out. There was no music out at that time.
Bro, he's on. Bro. We can't argue with him.
If we saying that, that's like Jay-Z being with Big Daddy Kane in 88.
All
like,
I'm saying is,
I'm just saying to y'all that it takes a run means we hot and we ain't let the motherfucking fire start out.
So you said
some people get to that white space, that hot white space, like Frankie Beverly and Maze is, like Bow Wow is, like Ye is, where it doesn't matter if they ever put out an album, they're going to be able to perform and be at that level for the rest of their career.
Yes.
He's that. But I'm just saying, like, dog, what year did Before I Let Go come out? I don't even know. That's why it's like, I feel like sometimes, you know what I'm saying, Joe? Yeah. Like, sometimes I feel like we be so hard. Like, it's like, what year did it been a part of my life since I was a fucking baby?
Yeah.
So, nigga, is that on one album? Is Before it's I like, Let Go and Happy Feelings and all those songs on one? I don't know.
It's like Lauryn Hill, almost.
Lauryn Hill ain't on no run.
No, I'm siding with you. I'm saying what? Lauryn Hill had one album. And
81.
Oh, wow.
Frankie Beverly and Maze came out.
That song, yeah.
That song came out.
That's crazy.
So that song is 43 years old.
So what
old.
Year was Frankie Beverly and Maze active?
Oh, late 70s.
Well, he was singing with Marvin Gaye, right?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes.
That ain't no run. Man, I don't. Y'all, listen. Bottom line, what I'm trying to tell you is this. Is that, my point is this, is that Bow Wow had a good run.
He had a good run.
It was short.
Like
it
Mike.
He is young, so I think it feels longer. But to be honest with you, the longest run in hip-hop history is Lil Wayne.
How long? That's true.
Over LL Cool J.
How?
Lil Wayne over LL Cool J.
How?
Lil Wayne has been a fucking famous rapper since he was 14. The man is 40 years old.
I thought it was 12. Damn.
He dropped his album when he was 14. He been rapping since he was 12.
I was started rapping Wayne since he was 16.
Mm-hmm. How many motherfuckers are you listening 16, to when they 12 that you listen to when they 30?
That's a great point. That's a great point.
How many people are
there? It's not a lot.
Michael Jackson is probably Bow Wow. Michael Jackson is in the
You know what you're talking about? Yo, chill out. Do you have an agenda? Do you have an agenda? We're talking about 50-year run. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Big run. Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, James Brown. You're about 50-year run? You mentioned those names. Pilot Bell. You kidding me? Come on, man. Let's be real, Ray. Michael Jackson put out a single in 1966.
Hey, Ray, I know what
so
it is.
So is Chingy on a run?
No!
Why is Chingy not on a run? He's still performing.
Ray,
I know. No.
What is Chingy doing? What is Frankie Beverly and Maze doing right now that Chingy is?
Hey, Ray, I know what it is.
Somebody tell me that. Answer that question. What is Frankie Beverly and Maze doing right now that Chingy's not doing?
Ray, I know what it is.
They performing Before I Let Go. He performing One Call Away.
It's the glasses, bro.
They performing Happy Feelings. He performing right there. It's the same shit.
It's the glasses. It's content over everything. It's content over
everything. No, it's not that. I'm just showing you.
It's content over everything.
I'm just showing you how
man.
We're biased in our choices.
No, bro. The conversation started.
I just never thought I'd see Chingy and Maze and Frankie Beverly.
No, you didn't. Biases, right, Chad?
Bro, it's not bias. Ray, you introduced, bro, it's like we went all the way around the Mulberry Bush. You introduced a statement. You made a statement. You said Bow Wow had a longer run than Frankie Beverly and Maze. And we just started talking about everything else.
He might have.
No, that's all we're talking about. Like,
he might have. I still ain't got that. Can somebody look up? Nigga, you got a mic. Look it up. When did he start?
When did who start?
Bow Wow start.
Oh, I can tell you that.
2000.
We started talking about everything else but Bow Wow and Frankie Beverly.
Bow Wow started in 2003 and he been famous and hot since.
No. How long was this active run? This guy, boy, he will move the goalposts.
I'm fucking with you. Leave me the fuck alone, man. What the fuck else we got, man? We're talking about Bow Wow. What else we got?
In the land of sports, we got the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals.
Oh, shout out Boston. Let's go to sweet.
Hold on.
Sweet my ass.
I'm not impressed.
I'm very impressed. And I told
no,
you
but that. It's not a slight. It's not a slight. It's not a slight. You say play. It,
and you're a Knicks fan, nigga.
I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm actually a Lakers fan. But you play who's in front of you. You play who's in
Joe,
front of you.
Joe.
You play.
We have a New Yorker who said they're a Lakers fan.
I didn't grow up a Lakers fan.
You're not a basketball
I'm not even
fan.
A Knicks fan.
You're not a basketball fan if you're a New Yorker.
That's not true.
And you like the Lakers.
I grew up a Jordan fan. Hell with the Knicks.
You definitely are not a Knicks fan. You was a Jordan fan.
Jordan.
You like the Lakers. You like the Lakers because LeBron.
Yeah. No.
Kobe.
No.
You are.
I actually like the Lakers back then. I'm a Magic Johnson fan.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm a Magic Johnson fan. Relax. Relax.
You wanted to be light skinned your whole life.
I am light skinned.
No, you wanted to be.
No, I am.
You wanted to be.
What you mean? I am.
Light skinned niggas love the Lakers. I guarantee you like the Cowboys too, don't you?
Dunk. Hell
like,
no. Hell no.
Pause.
So, moving right along.
What else we got?
Moving right along.
You're not impressed?
I'm not impressed with the Celtics. They didn't beat nobody impressive to me on their way to the finals. Indiana, Tyrese Halliburton was hurt. Prior to that, I don't even know who they played in the second round.
They played the
Cleveland. Nobody cares. I think Dallas is going to spank them.
I think so too. I don't think they've been.
And
challenged.
It's nothing's going to be more rewarding to Black America than watching Kyrie Irving go back into the Boston fucking Garden,
yes,
and bust they ass.
Kyrie Irving apology tour.
100%.
It's coming.
Bust.
Oh, he is.
Ass.
Oh, it's going to be epic.
And I mean, it's personal. When it's personal with him, he different.
It's going to be epic.
Okay.
Epic.
What else we got, Brina?
Okay, so we have, there was a question that was on the internet. India Royal, she had posted. She said, do y'all care for somebody mama like y'all? Because I actually do a little bit. A nigga that love you is going to make his mama act accordingly. Do you think that if you was in a relationship and
she
your
definitely
didn't, like
didn't
your girl,
grow up in the house with a black mother.
No, she didn't. She couldn't have.
You
not
can't
speaking
make a
like
black
that.
Mother love no motherfucking body.
You sure can't. You sure can't.
If you could, we would be doing it.
Some black mother come to the door and be like,
but you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
but what we really should focus on is how many black mothers are raising their sons to have more loyalty to them, the mother, than they do their own woman
that
outside
part.
Their house.
Yeah, that's true.
What you got to say about that, Gemini?
Does your mama like your girlfriend? How's that going for you?
I think I'm gonna answer the question. I think my mom's did a great job at raising me to understand that my wife comes first.
Let's cut for his mom. We don't have a lot of that. We don't have a lot of that.
However, I don't think she did a great job at displaying that. She raised me to know that,
But when it came down to put my wife first, I don't think she was as understanding in that.
Yeah. Oh, like, it sounds good until it actually happens.
It sounds good. It's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but...
So the wife comes first.
Yeah, but at the same time, just making sure I'm not trying to go too deep and spiritual in this, but a lot of times we live in the lives that we should be living anyway. So when we talk about girlfriends, right? A lot of times we treat our girlfriends like our wife.
Right.
So like, if you're in the house with someone, like, first of all, we having sex. I mean, it might not be the show for that.
It's okay.
We having sex before marriage. That we doing all these things that we be doing that we should be doing in marriage.
So we're married, yeah.
Right.
For sure.
So of course we're treating the woman that we're with like we would be treating the woman that we're married to.
Yeah.
So in those situations where mama might need something, but I got to take care of the house first. Mama might not understand that, yeah, this might not be my wife on paper, but this is my wife.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, shit, even when it goes to the Bible, the moment we have sex, we marry anyway. I mean, technically.
No, about that.
I mean.
I got to stop you there.
I mean, I mean,
there'll be a lot of married motherfuckers around here.
It would be. But that's
Dream gets married every Friday.
Every Friday, I'd be baptized. I'd be born again.
Every,
she said baptized.
Be baptized every Friday.
I get born again.
Not born again.
No, but I understand where you're coming from, because I always tell my friends, I said, stop doing wifey things for somebody who you're not their wife.
But you got married.
Okay, but I'm a wife. I can do that. But I'm telling them, when they're in relationship with men, don't be.
But what? So what did you do differently when you got married compared? Like, I don't
absolutely
understand.
Nothing.
When I got, you said when shit. I got. Oh, hold on, pause.
He said nothing.
Say?
He stared at us.
What did you do differently when you got married?
What did you do differently before you got married?
I held him down. I see one thing about.
No.
Like, let her go. Let her go.
No, descriptive though.
I had kids. I had a baby. I had a baby for him. I held him down. I made him a better man.
So you didn't do none of that before you was a wife?
What you mean?
Like, you wasn't holding him down?
So what you mean?
You wasn't making him a better man?
That's what I did. That's what you asked me. You asked me what I do to become a
no,
wife, right?
No, that wasn't my question.
What did you do differently as a wife compared to a girlfriend?
Oh, compared to a girlfriend? I did a lot. A lot more stuff.
We waiting for something.
Cooked, cleaned.
So you didn't do none of that before?
I gave him two babies.
You didn't cook or clean when y'all was the boyfriend or girlfriend?
I would, a little bit, but not, you know, I just feel like when you're married, it's. I feel like now this is my responsibility. You know, I have to do it.
Yeah.
When I was single, I didn't feel like I had to do it. I feel like, oh, you know, you go eat some, you know.
That's probably,
yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Why is that a problem?
Because you're only doing it because the job description calls for it. You're not doing it because it's actually in you.
Because I wasn't his wife, though.
No. But my if it's in you, it's in you. It's in you, it's in you.
Yeah, but it's in me. But
because let me tell you what I mean.
I'm not your wife,
Because let me tell you what I mean. So
I'm not doing girl. I'm
so
not
let
doing
me
wifey
let me
shit
the other
and
side.
I'm not
your wife. Let me get the other side so you understand that I'm not attacking. What I'm basically trying to say is that if he stopped doing his man duties,
mm-hmm.
are you still going to do those things for him?
Absolutely not.
If I'm his wife, yes, because that's that's my role. But
no, but you're getting a, you know, it's like, what are we? I'm lost. Aren't you?
We don't have that, because it's only one woman on the couch and there's a lot of men in here. So
okay,
I'm
ready for y'all.
I'm saying, but you're getting a divorce though.
I'm already divorced.
See, then
wait, but that's two different things. Wait, let's.
But it didn't.
It didn't work, but not because of me though. It didn't work because of him.
He's not here to defend himself.
Listen, it's too much for TV why it didn't work out. It's too much for TV.
My only point I'm saying is saying that you got to be a good person regardless.
Period.
You
got
to be good to people regardless. And if you're one of those people that's like, I'll do the job when I get the title, you've already lost
yes.
the person that's doing the
because
job
you know
that
why?
Don't give a fuck about the title.
Because I've did stuff for men before, wifey things. And guess what?
Give me an example of what a wifey thing is.
I don't cook for them, clean for them.
That's
they
wifey
wash
things.
Their
guess
clothes,
what else?
Hey, my wifey things.
What's your name? I'm sorry.
Fold their
Dream.
Clothes.
Dream.
Washing your clothes, folding your clothes, making sure you have all your businesses intact. I'm like a man. To
you,
my man, I'm like his secretary. I'm all you need. I'm your secretary. I'm everything you need. Your cook, your maid.
Yes.
I'm
are you,
all in one.
I mean, are you like spiritual at all?
Yeah, I'm very spiritual.
You. So you like you're a Christian?
I'm Christian, yes.
You know what else a wifey thing is?
What?
Having sex.
Okay.
Yeah. But you're doing that as well. That was all my point. So all I'm saying is we're playing house. We're doing all these wifey and husband things, right? We're doing all of that. And then
with a silencer.
But then when our mother, because I'm trying to get back to the point, our mother will ask us to do something. Our mother looks at her like, well, wife come first. Now you have to understand that spouse come first, because this is my house. And a lot of times we all, because me too.
But I'm not
perfect.
Wifey, I'm just your girlfriend.
So, but what I'm,
it's still his house.
This is.
This is in defense of you.
So if I'm doing everything for you and I'm just your spouse, you what's the why would you want to marry me if you already getting everything that you got?
That's a because that's what question. A man does when he's happy.
But
why would you want to marry me you. Though?
Listen. Because I'm happy and I want to give you.
I'm defending you. This ain't about me and you. This is about mother, right? I'm just saying our mother teaches us that wife. My mother taught me that wife come first. But a lot of times in the world that we live in, yes. Yeah, but I'm saying we get it misconstrued because a lot of times in the world that we live in, especially as spiritual individuals like we are doing things as backwards. We aren't really living the life of a Bible. So when we say that the wife come first, we can't really say that because I'm not saying that you didn't say that. I'm just answering the question from my perspective. I'm just saying that we can say that the wife come first, but in all actuality, the way we're living our life, our girlfriend is our wife. Technically, so our parents need to understand that our household come first. It ain't about the wife, the household, because a lot of us are moving in with our partners. We are having kids before marriage, out of wedlock. We are doing these things, so we are playing house and we are playing married couple things. So they need to our parents need to understand that our house, aka our spouse, comes first.
Exactly. So you're playing, right? You're already playing, right? So if you're already playing the role, why do you feel like you have to marry her if she's doing everything for you already?
Why the fuck? Why do women think like
that? We just talking about parents. I'm just talking about parents. You know,
that is not a man. That is not a man thought process
at all.
It's not meant for y'all to think like that. Y'all not a woman.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you, if he wants to get married, he's going to.
He's not.
I know some men who just want to be husbands.
Y'all will never get married to a woman unless we put the pressure on you.
That's not true.
Who the fuck said that?
What? That's not true.
Where you get? That's
y'all
not
will
true.
Be happy that's with us coming in your house, from? Fucking cooking, cleaning, doing all that. Y'all be content with that.
Who said that?
Sometimes when we have to put, hey, baby, you think it's about time.
Can I tell you something? Hold on, I got to be honest with you. It's the tribe you attract that does that.
Yes.
The kind of men that you attract.
You don't know that because I attract all types of men.
I can say
you
that.
Can I tell you why? All type of men.
Can I tell you why? Because your opinion is exposing the kind of men you attract.
Yes. Can I tell you?
So and how was that?
So
what? You just said, why would he do those things? I know men in his room that would do it. That's because those are not the kind of men you probably would go for.
So, you don't know that.
Look at all the men in the room. All the men looked up like, okay.
Right. All I'm saying is that a woman shouldn't do wifey things if you're not his wife.
And I'm here to tell you that the reason why these other girls be coming in fucking it up for black girls.
Maybe I'm working on my second husband.
They don't
husband,
think
trust
like
me.
That. They don't think like that. You, like, that's like me saying, I'll take care of you when you're my girlfriend. You're hungry?
You don't think men say that all the time?
When you're my girlfriend, then I'll feed you. Till then.
Two checks, sir.
But that's different than a marriage, though. Right.
What?
That's what.
A relationship is a relationship.
Right. Facts.
And we try to make it deeper when we say marriage.
I wish I had another
it's
woman
the same
here.
Shit. A man is going to take, if a man is in him. I bought my first girlfriend a car when I was 19 years old. I didn't have no money. I was working at the airport pushing wheelchairs. That is just who the fuck I was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I still am. Been buying cars fucking 25 years. So I ain't stopped yet. Because that's who I am. That ain't no, as my girl
said,
you
married?
You get a car when you start doing wifey duties. No, it's not. No, my point is that's not my point I'm trying to tell you is that if you make it transactional, the relationship will be transactional.
But I didn't say transactional.
No, you are though. You are.
I just said household things, cooking, cleaning.
That's transactional. That's still transactional.
I was basically saying I'll do those things when you do this. That's
I'm
a transaction.
I'm just not going to do it with the best of my ability if I'm not your wife.
All I was saying was, I'm with you. I'm saying if we're going to carry it like that, we should just carry it like that all around. Because you named some things that you wasn't doing, but you still were doing other things like, that only a wife was doing, having sex. But cool, I'm not arguing that. I'm saying
you're talking about like 1950 shit.
No, the Bible doesn't change in 2024. It's not a 2024 Bible.
Everybody's having sex now.
Not everybody.
Come on now.
I'm trying to go back to the question so we can get out of this black hole we just dug ourselves into. To answer her question, first of all, no, I can't make my mom's like nobody I was with. No, like you're crazy. But what was the first part of the question? She said, do you care?
Do you care? She said that the mom is going to act accordingly if he loves her.
A black man can't control his mama.
That's right.
The same way, can your kids control you?
No.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I would love for my mother to like my partner. I would love for that. But some things just don't work out in that.
But I have little kids. Like, you can't ask me because I have little kids. My kids are still babies. Maybe when they get older, you know, my opinion might change.
No, I get that. But still.
This is the problem with why most women don't.
Oh, let's not go there.
You're talking to somebody who's working on their second husband. So what you talking about?
I don't think that's a compliment, though.
But never mind. I would say the first one could be shit.
Right.
Like, we are like working on my second husband. Like,
yeah, that's
like
what I'm saying. The first one could have been shit. Thing.
Like that's my problem. Okay, so let's talk about that. Why do women feel like as long as they had a husband, they could say, yeah, I did all that, but I got a husband, though? It's like, he ain't shit.
He ain't shit. Relationship ain't good. He cheated on shit.
But I'm sorry. Listen. But no, Ray, I ain't gonna lie to you. Why are we even giving him that much credit? What you mean he ain't shit? Maybe she wasn't shit. You saying like, so it's like,
she like that.
So
she like
or it could be like, yeah, I'm working on my second husband. Yeah, because you a piece of shit. You ain't working on yourself yet. You need to be working on yourself.
And Jay Hill has shut the show down. I want to have a standing ovation for this motherfucker. I want to stand up for this nigga.
Avoid this conversation. You right there. You right there.
Jay, the floor is yours. Go.
No, I've been trying to avoid it. I'm trying to get back to the point.
The problem with a lot of women that do not acquire a husband think the way what you're saying. Because men are trying to tell you how to acquire a husband, but it's going over your head because you're so stuck on what you're trying to say. Am I right?
He's kind of
I don't agree with you.
Bottom line is this. You know, you find one husband, you find another, but that doesn't mean that you made it in life.
That's true. You
might have get the quality of man, because I know for a fact.
You live and you learn, though.
The quality of you ain't going to come in my life thinking you about to give me some half-ass.
Straight up.
Like, the money changes but when you, I give you something.
You already made.
I know, but what
so they know when they come to you, they got to come with that shit.
But what I'm trying to tell you is that I've been the same.
That's why. Wait, wait,
I'm
what?
I'm the same person when I was.
Why do women think that? Why would you think that?
Because
he was, he wasn't Ray Daniels.
We go by how, okay, so I don't know how other women think. I can just speak for myself.
Go ahead.
So when we see you, right, you might be different than Rick. So, okay, I know how I'm going to approach you because I done sized you up. So I know I have to come for you. And when we talk, your conversation might be different than Ray's.
Mm-hmm.
So I might come at you a different way than I come at Ray. Every man, we come at a different way.
See, I didn't hear about the conversation. You said he made it. But so when you say he made it, so he's going to come differently.
He made it. So he's basically Ray that nigga. So a woman who gonna come at Ray, they gonna make sure they come and they not gonna.
What makes Ray that nigga?
They not gonna have stuff.
Because of his career, his money?
His career, his everything about
so,
him.
So, and I'm telling you that.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying if a woman.
Let him cook. I want to see what he got
like
to say.
Ray wasn't that. Ray. He wasn't always who he is today.
Exactly. And
so I'm saying if you.
We're talking
a lot
about
of,
now. When I'm
right,
talking
yeah,
about
yeah,
we're
but I, and I'm saying this is why a lot of relationships don't work out. And I'm not here to say women or men. I'm not here that. I'm not with none of that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying sometimes you got to love somebody through their growth to
for
see
sure.
who they're going to become.
With that.
So, but
that.
A lot of women aren't able to recognize Ray 20 years ago.
Right.
So what they do is they treat him differently. And then when Ray becomes Ray Daniels, right? The character that he's created over time through his work, they think that, oh, now I can show up differently. And it don't work like that because at the end of the day, you know, a lot of women, they stay and they wonder why men leave them when they get successful because you ain't really stay holding me down. You was holding me up because a lot of times you was standing around complaining about saying what I wasn't and what I wasn't doing. And then when I do make it, I get enough confidence to leave your ass because I don't want to deal with this headache. So when you say like they're going to show up differently to Ray Daniels because he made it and because who he is, that's bullshit. And I don't want none of you chicks that think like that around me. None of you.
You better. Well, let me tell you
what?
Something. Now you, yeah, you don't talk.
We got a new president. I got a new president.
Jay don't say what he has to say now. Now let me say what I gotta say. Right?
Go ahead.
So, where you from?
I'm from Baltimore.
You from Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
You. Well, how long you been in Atlanta for?
Almost 3 years.
Okay, so you don't even know what it's like out there in Atlanta, the dating scene or nothing. It's way different than Baltimore, right?
I believe.
Do you agree?
I believe you. I can't agree to that right now.
Do you agree?
What's the difference, though?
What's the difference?
Are the women different?
I want to know the difference.
I'm sure they are.
They're very different, right?
Yeah, I'm
sure. So Baltimore women, they'll stay down with you, right? They'll stay down and do all. In Atlanta, everything's transactional, right? Am I right or am I wrong?
He's low. I say yes. I said that yes. But I think what he basically saying is if it's not genuine, I don't want it.
Right.
And that's
I don't want it if you're only giving it to me because of who I am.
Right.
That's why it makes it hard. By the way, that's why it makes it very hard to become the date as the more success you come, because now people are like, well, look at you. And the reality is that I still feel like the same dude. Like, I bought my girlfriend a car at 19. I bought Yoki a car, but one car was $500. Mm. And one car was a couple hundred thousand. Mm-hmm. But it was just, but I still bought a car for a woman, because that's the kind of man that I am. I don't want no woman riding a bus around me. I want to take care of mine, wife or not. As a man, I take pride in giving you and taking care of you. And that's probably why I feel like I'm that nigga, because I'm going to do it regardless. But if I'm only doing it because I want something, and I think a lot of women are unhappy in life because they're showing up for men hoping that they return the favor.
Mm. Y'all letting us down.
No, we're not. Mm-hmm.
We're not.
I got it. We're not letting you down. We're just not agreeing to pay for it at the price you asking for that. It's like a stock. I don't want that shit at motherfucking the high. Cause I know that shit gonna dip down. Let me wait till it gets down, and then I'll buy the.
But women also like.
And I buy a lot of them.
I feel like women also.
A lot of the hurt from women comes from men that they done dealt with in the past. That,
but it was the wrong.
It was the wrong man.
A lot of the hurt.
So now y'all gotta let me finish.
Go ahead.
So now we in a relationship with somebody like Jay Hill, and we so traumatized from the last relationship. So like, you know what I'm saying.
So do you take out everything that man did on Jay? But he did none of it. But he did none of deserve
it. Not technically, but we're gonna move different though.
Okay, so ask your question.
Definitely moving different.
I got your question.
In this every relationship, you gotta step it up.
You and I just met. I have 4 kids. Mm-hmm. I'm making $500,000 a year, but out of my $500,000 a year, I'm sending $100,000 each to each kid household. Are you still gonna be with me knowing that I'm only walking home with $100,000, or are you like, you sending them kids too much money?
No, those are your kids. Send them.
So I'm sending them 80% of my money. You cool with that?
I'm cool with that. Those are your kids.
I don't either.
Why not?
Hold on. Here's my point. My point is this.
Would never tell a father you can't do something for your kids. I don't. If you want to give your kids all your money, those are your kids.
But what if I'm your man and I'm giving our money away now?
That's fine. Those are the kids. That's what you want to do with your money. Go ahead, because I'm gonna make my own.
You think you're going for that?
I'll make my own money.
Hell no.
I don't listen.
Ugh, no.
Why?
We ain't sending them goddamn. The bitches are working in the house and the district.
I don't even call cap on that. I just look at it like, so you with a $100,000 man, but you treat him differently because he brings in $500,000. Whereas though you meet a man with no kids who only makes $100,000, you wouldn't treat him. Yeah, you would treat him like shit. Like, so it's like at the end of the day.
That's not true.
I'm just going off of what you said about him being Ray Daniels and people showing up differently. Listen, again,
y'all trying to flip it.
No. I promise you.
One thing that you said that I need to address.
Go ahead, you said
dating in Baltimore is different than dating in Atlanta because Atlanta's transactional. Explain that to me.
So, okay, the dating scene in Atlanta, you come out, every girl has a BBL. Every girl going to have a designer bag, designer shoes, a BBL.
My son
to
listen, I'm sorry.
They might have been an ex-stripper, an ex-Instagram model. So now they got their nose stuck up in the air.
Because that's where the mentality is at.
That's the mentality.
Okay, so
keep now the nose stuck up in
and
the
now
air.
And now they got to go to the north side of town and fuck with the Africans.
Basically.
Now they got to go fuck with the Africans over there on Buford Highway.
I'm in Atlanta, I already know.
I'm going to do some
gym. The difference in Baltimore, women, you know, they might meet a man and want to stay down with him till he come up. But they're not doing that in Atlanta.
That's not Baltimore. I mean... I know how Baltimore
get
down.
I get that to up north women, period. You know, and that could be anywhere. But Atlanta is a different place.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you, though. I ain't really have experience dating.
I like this nigga.
But, and people might not agree with
this.
Are
you married?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you, like, and it's nothing against my city. I love my city. But all of the things you just named, I probably would rather date a woman
from Baltimore.
From Atlanta, because she got motion. So if she got all the bags, the BBLs or whatever, I'm assuming she could take care of it by herself.
No. Let me jump in and tell him.
I'm just assuming.
Somebody gotta tell him.
Somebody gotta tell him.
He's not from Atlanta.
I'm a finesse.
Hold on.
I'm a finesse him.
What you don't understand, Jay, is that a man pay for the purse, the BBL, the everything.
So, and what I'm saying at that point, then she's a bum. So, if you could never finesse me because I'm only giving you just like y'all give niggas
sure
play
from New York.
We give you play. So I'm thinking like, okay, cool. She might got some motion. She got the whip. She probably do the credit repair. I don't know all of.
So you looking shit. For?
I don't know. Whatever y'all
so
doing.
You looking, long enough. So you been look, long you enough. You looking CBS for a sugar mama? So you looking for a sugar mama?
No.
At this what? Point.
No. No. I'm saying that I appreciate the woman who's going to get it on her own. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm here to tell you that the girls in Atlanta are not getting all that they own.
No, somebody else is paid for.
Somebody
it.
Else is getting it. Every.
That's
I'm sorry to do this.
Let's call it what it is, right? Call it
Atlanta
straight.
Atlanta is finesse city.
Yes,
I believe.
Every woman in here, when you see a woman and you see her expensive jewels on, a man brought it in this city. Even if she has the money,
somebody
she
else
ain't buying that shit because she a fine chick in Atlanta and she feel like a fine chick in Atlanta is going to get a man to buy it.
Your money is my money. And that is why Atlanta is probably the worst place to date.
Yeah. It really is.
And that's why it's transactional.
No, I believe you.
Because girls like that think that, you know, all they got to do is be fine with a fat ass and you got to pay for that.
Outside of the woman, because I'm over that. I feel like Atlanta in general is transactional. I feel like people ask you what's your Instagram, what you do, all to measure how they can treat you. And I think that's the corniest.
That's people, period.
Yeah. I think specifically in Atlanta. In LA, but yeah. Atlanta is Black Hollywood. Shit.
In New York, they don't give a fuck about you.
We should,
but
at all.
But that's what
at
I'm
all.
Saying.
You can have a million followers.
LA, like,
we don't give a
fucking
fuck.
Ass in
LA
shit.
Is
we do not care.
LA is Hollywood. LA is Hollywood. Atlanta is a Black Hollywood. I feel like in Baltimore it might be a little bit like that. But if I don't fuck with you, you could tell. In Atlanta, you would never know. It's like,
oh, that's true.
Like, oh, he got something.
But because in Atlanta, like, it's transactional. It's all transactional, bro. As long as you listen, if you got $1 million in Atlanta, you get any girl you want. It's just how Atlanta works. Matter of fact, and the girls that have money don't want you if you don't have it either.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Atlanta. He knows already. By the way, go home.
Go to your wife.
When you leave here, go home. Listen to me. I always tell people, hey, this city ain't for the faint of heart. Go home. This city will have you doubting yourself.
Yes, it will.
It'll have your wife doubting you. It'll have your kids looking at you like, what are we doing? It'll have you fucked up. Because it's a whole lot of people here that are here just for the Hollywoodness. That's why I live in Fayetteville. Because I don't want to be around
transactions. Listen, man, like, work hard, be happy, but stay out the way, man. Get up in the shenanigans, man.
Do we have a Godfather question?
Yes, we do have a Godfather
last question.
Last question. This is a Godfather. So a mother heard her son on the phone telling his girlfriend what to do, and she stepped in and reminded her that she doesn't have to listen to a man with no money in the bank.
That goes back to that Black woman shit that we just argued about.
Yep.
That's the mentality that we're fighting against. A woman saying, don't listen to him unless he's paying for you. That's the problem with our community.
It is.
Money is everything and we don't have none.
Mm-mm-mm.
How's that, Craig? How's that? We got
people don't want to work to get it.
No, they don't. Don't nobody want to work no more. Everybody want to hustle.
Well, finesse.
And finesse.
Well, you know, there it is. What do you want me to say?
How do y'all?
We just talked about it. You just doubled down on it and tripled down on it. You were just the person driving it home. Now you're like, that's how it is. You're the person that was.
I mean, I guess playing devil's advocate, I feel like, man, you want somebody just like I said with the woman. You want somebody that got some type of motion. And if we take the money aspect out of it, a lot of times money is the measurement of your hard work. The work that you put in.
No,
right?
Money's a measurement of your brain mentality. There are a lot of people that work hard as fuck every day.
Facts.
For sure.
Or it's a measurement of you being successful doing something with yourself.
For sure.
Right? So I can understand from a little bit, if that makes sense.
What do you understand?
That, like, don't listen to a nigga if he don't have money, right?
I'm playing devil's advocate. You talking about the mother telling her son?
Okay. Yeah, I'm playing devil's advocate because a lot of times the person with money had to prove himself to be somebody.
That was young kids. Let me add that. There was younger kids. So she's telling.
She's programming.
Yeah, she's programming.
Yeah.
A little girl.
So my verbiage wouldn't be money, right? It would be somebody that got something going for themselves. But a lot of times the person that got something going for themselves is going to have a couple dollars. Of course, not all the time. I mean, of course. But I'm just saying, like, I would just change the verbiage. You feel me? Like, I feel like a lot of the way women think, if you really just change the word and the verbiage of it, I feel like it still matches. Because you want a guy, you don't want no bum.
No.
Right? If you meet a guy who got something going for himself, he gonna be having some money or on his way to some money. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, but when you say things like money is a quick turnoff, it's like, oh, nah, you was just in it for the money. But honestly, I mean, any nigga you deal with that got something going on that cares about himself is going to be successful eventually, even if he's not then.
How much, on what rank, what do you rank money on the importance of, like, what you have to have from a man? That's like, a how important question. Is money?
This shit 50-50.
50-50 with what?
With the money, with everything.
No, no, no. So that means money is number one or two? Top two?
Number two.
What's number one?
The way you treat me and the love that you give me. The way you treat me. Damn. And the respect and the way you treat me is number one.
Okay.
And then the money will be number two. Because I'm really big on respect.
But what if he treats you good and he don't have no money? Like, what if he, like,
what about character? God, he's nice. Damn.
Personality, character, all that.
This nigga's funny as fuck. He said, what about character? God damn.
Yeah, what about morals?
Real talk.
All like, that morals, that comes with respect. That comes in the respect
It
category.
Doesn't, though.
It does.
Because respect is so subjective. I'm sorry.
No.
Respect is so subjective in the way I deem respectful, the way I treat myself, I might be still learning how to love myself. And if I'm not loving myself the way you want, if I'm not loving myself the way I need to love myself, I damn sure can't love me.
I think any person who's in a relationship should learn how to love their self first. I don't care.
I mean, that sounds good, but what I'm saying, we are all black. You know what I'm saying? Like, we come from some traumatic shit. I'm pretty sure some shit that you didn't, that you've been through, that you're still working out as an adult.
Sure.
Right? So all I'm saying is, when you say respect, that's so tricky because it's subjective, right? And I might be talking to you. We might not just see eye to eye. I might be talking to you the way that I know. I'm from Baltimore. You from New York, right? You from Boston. Mm-hmm. So we might have different character traits of how we deal with our people, right? I might be just talking to you how I talk to my people from home, and you might be thinking that's disrespectful. But guess what? I've been an adult or a person, a being, a human, longer than I've been in a relationship. So that takes some time to unlearn. Right, it takes longer to build a habit than to break one.
I'm talking about
right,
with the respect.
Yeah, I'm saying like when we say respect, just as a whole. So I'm saying we gotta be careful with that because when you say like morals, integrity, that comes with it. It doesn't, because I could be a great man, but not a great man to you. I can be a great man, but not a great boyfriend.
But you respect me though, right?
But I'm telling you that. Though, right? I'm telling you that I could respect you to the best of my ability, and you might still not think is enough.
Well, then that's not the respect that I'm looking for then. So that's what I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying. It's subjective.
He just wants you to be a nicer, sweeter, more loving, God-fearing woman.
No, I don't. I don't want you to do that.
Trust me, I'm a very respectful, God-fearing woman, but you know, as a woman,
you need that money.
I need them.
So if you had,
listen, let me tell y'all something. I don't care because I done took care of men before. I done did stuff for men before. But guess what? I won't do it again because guess what? They didn't get me nowhere. No, I ain't doing it no more.
So what if you meet a man with no money? Because that's 50-50. You meet a man with no money, but he don't need.
If he has goals and he actually has a plan, I'll support him.
You didn't say that.
You didn't ask me.
You said money, 50-50. You said respect, then money.
I said respect, then money.
But you're saying that if he has goals, that don't have nothing to do with respect or money.
Lead us to the money. That's cool too.
What if he just wants to be a school teacher?
Straight up.
No, this nigga is crazy.
That's real talk.
I mean, that's a goal. Shit.
Okay, so let me just
a really good school
teacher. Let me just give the women some advice. An ambitious man is an ambitious man.
An ambitious man, but not an ambitious
school
teacher.
Let me finish.
Let me finish.
An ambitious man is an ambitious man. Mm-hmm. If he wants to make a lot of money, that means he probably wants to buy a lot of things and do a lot of things. Usually, one of those things that he wants to have is women because he got money now. So what I'm telling you is that for you to be with a conqueror, you're gonna have to meet him at a certain time in his life and roll with him on that mission.
That's right.
If you want to be with him, but y'all be wanting, the women be wanting this. Like, it's like I saw a woman say. This woman said she wanted $200,000. I'll work with that. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? No. I'm being real with you. Like, what the fuck is wrong with women right now, where they think money grows on trees, six-figure guys, he spends his money on me. Like, we are going down such a rabbit hole in our black community. Hit me out. We're going down such a rabbit hole in our black community with fucking each other up. And women and their expectations. Like, I'm a manager. First thing is, first job manage description expectations. Is to manage expectations. You know how hard it is to be in a relationship with somebody that expects you to give them, to have gold pouring from the sky and money growing from the trees and every vacation when they want and all the other shit and don't, like, come on, man. What the fuck makes you super? It's, you just think because you fucking and sucking? Like, come on.
It's
incredible to me.
But you can do all of that and it still won't be enough.
Hear me out. Right. No, I get that, but what I'm saying is
sex
that
gets old.
What I'm saying is that I expect a lot from a woman I'm in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I work my ass off. Mm-hmm. That's why I work so hard, and that's why I provide the way I do, because I expect. You see what I'm trying to say? These people be expecting with nothing, but it's just, I got a fat ass.
Yeah.
So I got a fat ass I should be taking care of. Fuck. I'm pretty, somebody should pay my bills.
Bugging.
What the fuck?
How's your soul?
And can even, you speak? I ain't gonna lie to you.
Can we have a conversation?
I'm getting tired of the cooking and cleaning shit at this point.
Me too.
No, but real talk, Ray, you got a point. So now what can you really do? What can you do that I can't do for myself?
Not only that, nigga, I could pay somebody $50.
That's what I was thinking.
Pay somebody $50 an hour to goddamn clean, and then pay somebody to cook, and they both left, and I got all the food by my fucking self.
Right.
And I don't have nobody's mouth.
Right.
I had nobody's mouth. I had nobody complaining about shit. Like, I think, listen, we have a big disconnect in with men and women right now. And I'm being honest with you. I believe that men have stayed in the same place and women have veered so far away from us that y'all now think, six figures, well, 300,000 is not enough. What the, no, since when?
No, what it is, women want men to be traditional and they want to be modern.
Mm.
Talk that.
They want us to be traditional, but they want to be modern, and it's never going to.
You need to get your traditional ass down. You need to get your traditional ass back down off the motherfucking modern fucking ladder and get your ass down.
They want traditional, it didn't come from it.
And you better understand.
They don't know what it is. They heard somebody else say traditional.
But I ain't gonna lie to you. I think a lot of men want.
They only know what they want. Like, I'm a Knicks fan. I like Knicks. I like what I like. Like, I'm being honest with you. Whatever I like, I actually like it. I don't want it because Joe said it.
Right.
I don't want it because Chad said it. I just want it because I want it. Right, I don't see no man, like, I have not seen a man, I swear to God, get treated good on Instagram. And I thought to myself, why don't get that?
Facts.
I've never seen that in my life. If I see a man getting treated good on Instagram, I'm like, damn,
that's fire.
Good for him.
But a woman see that, they be like, oh my God,
why my man ain't doing that for me?
What the? But what I was gonna say, I think, I'm not gonna lie to you, and this is kind of what you were saying. I think a lot of men, I ain't gonna say most, I think a lot of men want to be traditional though. Like, that's even when she said, we were taught that, but
our counterparts are not traditional.
Yeah.
And our counterparts think, you know, they think they walking around with $1 million vagina. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine a man saying, I got $1 million dick, but he broke. Like, nigga, imagine how crazy that is. I got $1 million dick. For real, how much money you got?
There's broke niggas that say that all the time.
I don't know one.
Yeah, that's not my.
I've never heard that term in my life.
Listen, we in Atlanta, but I ain't around no broke niggas in Atlanta, so they ain't talking like that.
But my point is that women think just because they're fine, you should do for them. That shit has to stop.
Yes, it does.
I agree.
Just because you got a fat ass don't mean you should get something nice.
But they can't stop thinking that way.
They should have their own motion regardless.
But they can't. They can't. They won't stop thinking that way because there's so many men.
Say that again.
Who's going to give them what they want because they are fine?
Man, take your mic, man.
Motion requires effort.
Motion requires effort. Nobody is giving effort no more. We have to make effort cool.
But we don't have, we, I just feel like that's, it's hard to say because things get easier and easier. The more niggas get money, the more they gonna give the fine women money, because why? It's easy to get it. And a lot of times we don't want the extra stuff that come with women, like the complaining. So it's like, yo, yeah, I'll buy your bag, because that little $5,000 ain't nothing to me when I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a couple million, I'll buy your bag, get some pussy. I don't need to hear from you every single day. You ain't got to get on my nerves. That's easy. So now when the woman understands that she can get that, but she ain't going to stay with that, now she requires the regular guy or the guy that's not making that much money to do the same thing, and that's where we get a disconnect. Yeah,
like, how is regular niggas surviving?
Real talk.
I feel like every nigga gotta be an entrepreneur, have a six-figure job too, also have businesses, have assets. Like what?
Facts. They not.
They're getting swallowed.
Pause.
The beast is the
shit. God damn.
What?
No.
What was said?
Hey. Oh, go ahead.
You had another topic. You said you had.
No, I was. Rick, he had something that he wanted to talk about.
Switching up to another topic. French Montana, if news came out, he's the highest streaming artist from New York. No, period.
His song is the hardest streaming song.
Unforgettable.
In rap history.
Unforgettable. Yeah. Which I'm not surprised because the record was a monster.
That's incredible.
Congratulations.
Good thing. Congratulations to French.
That's his fire. Yeah.
That was a New Yorker giving New York props.
Yeah. If that shit came from
if that shit came from New Jersey, he wouldn't have mentioned that. If that was Joe Budden, he wouldn't have mentioned nothing. And where's he from?
The Bronx.
Where are you from?
The Bronx.
Are we done with the show?
Yes.
That's it?
No.
That's it.
We went to Godfather and all that.
This the Culture Report?
You was.
This the Culture Report? Shout out to our sponsors.
It's okay. One day we're going to have another female on this couch right here, and we're going.
You did good, though.
I know. I can handle myself. I got 8 brothers.
Oh, wow.
You wanna end the show?
This is the Culture Report. Peace out.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it. With UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck. And check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.